to turn to the 124th Psalm, Psalm 124. There are 8 verses in this psalm. We'd like to read all 8 verses, Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick or alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Beginning with Psalm 120, through Psalm 134, which is a total of 15 psalms. But those psalms from Psalm 120 to 134 form a section of the psalms called Psalms of Degrees. In most Bibles, right under the psalm, for example, Psalm 124, it'll say a Song of Degrees of David. Or your Bible may say a psalm of ascent. So these 15 psalms, psalms of degrees, psalms of ascent, were commonly sung by the children of Israel as they made their way to Jerusalem to observe the annual feasts. They sang these songs as they made their way to Jerusalem, to the house of God, to worship the Lord. We read in Psalm 100 and verse 4 that we are to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and with praise. And these Psalms of Degrees or Psalms of Ascent, if you were to read through these Psalms, and we challenge you to do so, they contain thoughts that should encourage and lead us to worship. They contain themes that should be fresh in our hearts, preparing us to worship God. But these psalms were for the purpose of preparation for worship. So the thoughts that we glean from these psalms are thoughts that we ought to have upon our hearts, things that ought to be fresh in our minds when we enter the house of God. And these are things that will prepare us to worship the Lord. These are thoughts that should fill us with joy, that should fill us with thanksgiving and praise, thoughts that should fill us with wonder at what God has done, and fill us with awe at the power of God. So these psalms, these 15 psalms, Psalm 124 included, really give us the idea of the attitude and the condition of heart that is necessary to worship the Lord. Because many times we come into the house of God and we have all the wrong things on our minds. We have all the wrong things upon our hearts. Really, when we come, we ought to have really only one thing on our mind, and it should involve God. It should be God. So each of these psalms contain, if you read them, they contain a vivid realization of God, a vivid realization of what God has done in our lives. And these things are prerequisite for worship. In this 124th psalm, the theme of the psalm is established in verses 1 and verse 2 and is repeated in verse 8 in somewhat of a different way. But the theme can be stated in a lot of different ways. The theme of the song is the Lord has made a difference in our lives. The Lord has made the difference in our lives. You remember when the Lord told Moses that he was going to bring the 10th and final plague upon Israel. One of the reasons given for that plague in Exodus 11 and verse 7 is that ye may know that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. He is saying, Moses, I am going to do this so that you and all the people know that I put a difference between my people and the Egyptians. In other words, the Lord wants us to live with the vivid realization that He has made the difference in our lives. That is the theme of this psalm, that the Lord has made a difference. Another way of stressing the theme is the intervention of God in our lives. The hand of God in our lives. How that God has demonstrated His power in our lives. The psalm was written to cause Israel to reflect upon the blessings of God in their lives, and to cause Israel to realize it's all because of Him. It's all because of God. The reason we're here today is it's all because of Him. God wants us to realize that. God wants us to live in the constant realization of that. And certainly, when we come to the house of God, we ought to have that fresh upon our hearts and our minds. It's all because of Him. So as the children of Israel made their way to Jerusalem with their sacrifices and with their offerings to worship God, they would sing these psalms of decrees. And Psalm 124 is one of those psalms. I want to speak this morning on the subject, were it not for God. And that's basically what verses 1 and 2 are saying. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. I want to view these, that thought, were it not for the Lord. I want to view it in the immediate context as it relates to the children of Israel. And then, more importantly, we want to view it in relation to our own lives. But the Bible, very plainly, reveals that had it not been for the Lord, the children of Israel would have been destroyed. There was a host of enemies that rose up against them on many, many different occasions. And the purpose of these enemies was to literally destroy the nation. Had it not been for the Lord, they would have. Pharaoh, the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Philistines, the Syrians, the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Midianites, the Amalekites, the Moabites, the Assyrians, the Edomites, all these were sworn enemies to Israel, filled with hatred toward Israel, filled with bitterness and animosity toward Israel, with one intent, and that was the complete destruction of the people of God. And when these enemies rose up against them, there was no one to help them, and utter and complete ruin would have been theirs were it not for the Lord. And this is stated twice here in verse 1 and verse 2. When their enemies rose up against them, God showed himself stronger than their enemies. God showed himself wiser than their enemies. God showed himself more diligent than their enemies. We read in Psalm 121 in verse 4, "Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." He was more diligent than their enemies. And were it not for God, they would have been destroyed. Now notice here in our text, it reads, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when," that is, during which time, "men rose up against us, then," at that time, that is, at the time when they rose up against us, "they would have swallowed us up alive, were it not for God." They would have swallowed us up alive were it not for God. We did not have a chance, but God spared us. And the children of Israel were to remember this as they made their way to Jerusalem. When their wrath was kindled against us, they would have been overwhelmed, or they would have been engulfed there in verses 4 and verse 5. They would have been as prey in their teeth in verse 6, were it not for the Lord. Were it not for the Lord, Pharaoh would have killed Moses. David would have been killed by Saul. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have been killed in the fiery furnace. Daniel would have been killed by the lions. If it were not for the Lord, they would have been destroyed. And they were to go to the house of God, remembering this, were it not for God. But all because of him, notice verse 7, our soul is escaped. All because of him, our soul is escaped. All because of God's intervention, the snare is broken, and we are escaped. And they were to reflect upon God's hand in their lives. And I believe every time we come to the house of God, there needs to be some reflection. There needs to be some reflection upon God's hand in our lives. There needs to be some reflection upon the power of God in our lives and the intervention of God. And there needs to be that thought, what if? What if God had not intervened in my life? Where would I be? And these are thoughts that cause us to want to worship the Lord. So let's view these words as they relate to us. Because what is said here of Israel is even more true and even more amazing to you and I who have been saved by the grace of God. Were it not for the Lord, where would we be? View those words as they relate to salvation. I'm going to speak to those who are saved right now. Think of the fact that we were in bondage to sin. We were trapped in sin. We were held securely in sin. We were in the chains of sin. Not only that, we were in the depths of unrighteousness. We were way, way, way down in the depths of defilement, the depths of guilt and condemnation. We were in the mire of vileness. We were in the mire of the filth of sin. And we were in the deep depths of darkness and helplessness. And we were not only held by these things, we were not only in the depths of these things, it's where we lived. We lived in these things. We walked in these things. And the truth be known, before God intervened in our lives, we loved those things. Sin, with all its defilement, with all its filth, and the darkness of sin, had power and control and had sway over our lives. And know this, if it had not been for the Lord, we would still be in sin's dark sway. If it were not for God, we'd still be in the bondage of sin. So before you look down upon that one who is in the bondage of sin, remember, you would still be there were it not for God. It's all because of Him. We would still be in the bondage. We would still be in the shackles of sin and Satan. We would still be trapped. We would still be held. Were it not for the Lord. Were it not for the Lord, I would have never, ever been delivered. I would have never been rescued. I would have never been liberated and set free from the bondage I was in. But as we read here in this psalm, the snare has been broken. It's all because of Him. I didn't break the snare. I didn't just escape one day. But God intervened. God stepped in and broke the snare and set me free. Were it not for the Lord, we would still be lost in our sins. Were it not for the Lord, I would have never seen my need of a Savior. Never. I would have forever remained blind were it not for the Lord. I would have never believed were it not for the Lord. I would have never repented were it not for the Lord. I would have never come to Jesus Christ were it not for the Lord. You see, I would still be in the ditch. I would still be in the hog pen, destitute, bankrupt, and fully exposed to the law of God, fully exposed to the justice and wrath of God, were it not for the Lord. And we need to remember that as we come to the house of God. Were it not for God, I would still be condemned. Were it not for God, I would still be facing everlasting destruction. I would still be on my way to an eternity in hell. And were it not for God, I would have never known the joys of salvation. I would have never known the goodness of God. I would have never known the love of God. I would have never known the mercy of God and the blessings of God. And as you look around today, there are multitudes living their lives in complete ignorance of God's goodness, in complete ignorance of the blessings of God. And that's where you and I would still be were it not for the Lord. But we have come to enjoy the blessings of God. We have come to recognize the blessings of God. But none of this would be so were it not for the Lord. So all the joy, when you think about that, the joy that ought to fill your heart. And then when we go to the house of worship, we ought to go with hearts filled with joy at what God has done in our lives. With hearts filled with gratitude. You're not prepared to worship if you do not come with a heart filled with joy and a heart filled with gratitude and a heart filled with praise for what God is and what God has done in your life. That's how we're to come. And that was the purpose of these 15 Psalms. To cause the people to get these things in their hearts and in their minds. To prepare them to worship God. So if we're not for the Lord, we'd be lost. We'd still be in the bondage of sin. Were it not for the Lord. Now, consider this in relation to our lives. Well, we can consider it before we were saved and were it not for the Lord, we would have died before we were saved. We would have been destroyed before, were it not for God. God intervened in our lives over and over and over again, even in our lost condition. But you think about how this relates since we've been saved. Like Israel, we live in the presence of malicious enemies bent upon our destruction. And we're not aware. None of us are aware of how numerous and how powerful and how malicious and how wicked and how bent on our destruction these enemies are. And I'm not talking about human enemies. I'm talking about demonic forces. They are bent on our destruction. And were it not for God, we would have been destroyed a long time ago. It's God who watches over us as we sleep. The enemy doesn't sleep. The demonic forces do not sleep. They still are bent on devouring us and destroying us. And they would, were it not for God. We would have been devoured by this world many, many times, were it not for God. This world, their philosophies are sinful, they're wicked, they're twisted, they're corrupt, they're defiled, they're vile, they're depraved. And they would have destroyed us many times were it not for the Lord. But how many times you and I, had we been left to ourselves, we would have ruined our lives. We would have ruined our loved ones' lives. But God intervened. God stepped in, and we were spared. This has happened more than you and I realize. Think of all the times that you've walked around and you've observed the ruins and the wreckage of lives that are everywhere. And I would be part of that ruin, and I would be part of that wreckage, were it not for the Lord. And that's true of every single one of us. Your lives would have been wrecked a long time ago. Your lives would have been ruined a long time ago, were it not for the Lord. Think of all the times. We can't. It's not possible. They're too numerous. But think of the many times since the day we've been saved. We have rebelled against the ways and the will of the Lord. Purposely rebelled. And were it not for God, where would we be? Think of all the times you would have rebelled, but God stopped you. And these things happen all the time. Think of all the times, again, they're too numerous. Think of the times that we have failed to resist the suggestions of the devil. Think of the times that we have failed to resist the suggestions of the flesh. And the times that we have failed to resist the suggestions of the world. And were it not for the Lord, where would we be? Do you realize that there are people who have ruined their lives doing things that you and I have done? But God intervened in our lives. So were it not for God, what would I be? Where would I be? God's hand is all, we see God's hand all through our lives. Think of all the times that we have willfully and stubbornly followed our own ways. You realize how many people have ruined their lives following their own ways? And we've done it many times. And were it not for God, we too would be amongst the ruins. We too would be amongst the wreckage. Think of the times that we have yielded to temptation. And were it not for God, where would we be? Think of the times that we would have yielded to temptation. Think of the times where we have foolishly
placed ourselves in the path of temptation, but God has graciously intervened. Where would we be
were it not for the Lord? The times that we have wandered from the Lord in our thoughts and in our deeds. And if it were not for the Lord, oh, how far we would have wandered. How far we would have wandered. You know, the question is often asked, well, how far in sin can a child of God go? Further than you would like to think. And we would have all been there were it not for the Lord. Were it not for Him.
Think of
the mistakes and the wrong and the foolish things that we have done. And were it not for the Lord, where would we be? Think of some of the mistakes we would have made, some of the wrong we would have done, and some of the foolish things we would have done. Were it not for the Lord. Think of our self-centered attitudes and our attitudes of self-interest and our attitudes in times of our attitudes of defiance and our attitudes of pride and self-righteousness. And were it not for the Lord, where would we be? Were it not for God, what we might be. You see, there's no room. There's no room for self-righteousness. There's no room for pride. It's all because of God. Since we have been saved, there have been many times that you and I have stood at the edge of the Red Sea. Many times when we have stood at the bank of the Jordan River, and were it not for the Lord, we would have never got across. But we did. And it's all because of Him. How many times in our saved life we have stood before the massive walls of Jericho, and were it not for God, we would have proceeded no further. Were it not for God, we would have been stuck right there. But God got us through. God got us around. God got us over those walls. How many times we have come face to face with Goliaths in our life, and we would have been destroyed many times. Were it not for God, we would have been defeated. But we've had victory. How many times we found ourselves like Elijah, sitting at a brook that is all dried up, and were it not for God, we would have perished right there. God's been good. God has blessed our lives. How many times we have found ourselves in the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How many times we have found ourselves in the lion's den. And how many times we have found ourselves in the storm-tossed waters. And were it not for the Lord, we'd have never made it. The only reason any of us have made it this far is because of God. And He is to get all the praise, all the glory, all the worship. So think of this. What if? And that's the implication being made in verses 1 and 2. If it had not been for the Lord. What if?
What if the Lord had not intervened? Where would I be? Been ruined. My life would be wrecked. What if God had not intervened? What if the times when it seems like the weight of the world is coming down upon you, what if God just left you there? He didn't. Because if he had, you wouldn't be here. What if? You see, God has made the difference in our lives. And therefore, we ought to come to the house of God with complete devotion to him. We ought to be excited to serve him. We ought to be surrendered to his will and his ways without any reservation, without any resistance whatsoever. Because God not only has saved my soul, but God saves my life every single day. Over and over and over again. So, oh, how we ought to desire him. How we ought to embrace him. How we ought to willingly open our lives to him. And how we ought to desire to please him, praise him, exalt him. Were it not for the Lord, where would you be? And then the psalm closes in verse 8, giving us, because of the past, because of how God has worked in our lives, we can look forward to the future with confidence. The Lord is my help. Where would you be today? Were it not for him. Oh, this is a reason to praise God. This is a reason to come and to worship the Lord. We need to get our hearts and our minds on the right things, on what God has done in our lives. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in a verse.